Simon Tov Reish Ein, I believe it is. Hilchas Chanukah. Is that what we decided we're going to be doing now for the next few weeks? Pesiat Tishmaya. So that is, it is in Chelek Vav, but it's not the new, this, so we're skipping a little bit. So really, this is the new one, and it's good, and keep it, hold on tight. But it's not what we're going to be learning now, because we're going to skip a little bit in order to do Hilchas Chanukah now. Very good. Okay. So that's very good. Good evening. Who is on Zoom tonight? Who have we got on Zoom tonight? Stephen, are you on?
I'm on, yeah.
Jonathan?
I'm here. Yeah, hi, Rabbi.
Good. Hi. Very good. Okay, so we're up to page 274 in the Mishneh Berurah, Siman Tov Reish Ein. So, but please, yes, please do note that the Mishneh Berurah have arrived. But as we said, we're not going to be learning that now. But if you want to grab one before they've all gone. Okay. Dvorim Asur Mutarim B'Chanukah. Here are the halachas of Hilchas Chanukah. Very, very interesting. It's very rare. The much discussion has been taking place about the introductory Seif. Bechofei B'Kislev on the 25th of Kislev. On the 25th of Kislev, Maschilin Shmonos Yemei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah start. Ve'asurim behesped uvetaynes. So we've got 8 days of Chanukah in which there are also to make a hesped if somebody is nifta, baminon, and a taynes is also. You may not fast. You may not fast on Chanukah. Avol mutarin, but what is permitted is basias melacha. You're allowed to do melachas during the 8 days of Chanukah. For noya goyis hanoshim, the women have the custom. Shelo la'asos melacha. Many women have a custom. Is that called cheating? Many women have the custom of not doing penochas. Be'oit, whilst the candles are lit, many women have the custom not to do melochas. Some say she'en le'ochel, and you may not be leaning for them. So some say that it's a menig, and some say you may not be leaning for them. They have got to be careful not to do melochas. Whilst the candles are lit.
Oh, any when you say melachas.
Okay, so you're asking a good question. What define melachas? Yeah. Define melachas. Is it talking about the 39 melachas of Shabbos? Probably not. So what is the definition of melachas? Good question.
Have to wait 30 minutes.
No, so you're right in asking as well. When we talk about whilst the candles are lit, it's referring to how long they've got to be lit. So even if you have they carry on being for longer, it doesn't go that far. Now, very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah here, quoting a Rambam, and there's so much discussion about this Rambam. It's a fascinating learning. If you ever want to, it's the Rambam Hilchas Chanukah is fascinating. It's so much there. So the Mishnah Berurah here gives a bit of an introduction. And here again, there's many diukim. Maschinin shmoinus yimei chanukah sifkot na'alef. Ki, because, bevai shani on the second, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Please count your questions. There's tons of questions here. Kshemalchu malchei Risha, when there was an evil reign and kingdom, gozru gzeiris al Yisrael, there was many decrees on the nation of Kal Yisrael, uvitzlu dosam, and they nullified their religion. And the Yidden were not allowed. Yidden were not allowed to do Torah mitzvahs. Okay, the poshtu yadom, and they stretched their hand b'memoynam onto their money, v'noseim, and on their daughters. V'nichnusu le'echol, they entered the goyim, the Yevonim, the Greek, they entered the heichol, the Beis HaMikdash, v'potzu b'pirtzes, and they breached on the wall, breaches on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, v'timu atarois, and they that's it. The pure things. Fetzalo Yisrael Ma'oit, and it was a great agony and pain for the Yidden. Bipnei Velochtzum Lachatz God, they caused enormous pressure on the Yidden. Ad until Shirichem Aleim Elokei Avoseinu, until Hashem had great mercy. Veoshiom and he saved the Yidden Miyodom from the hands of Yitzilam, and he saved them and he helped them. Vegavu b'nei Chashmonoi, and here comes the sons of Chashmonoi, HaKoinim HaGdolim, they were HaKoinim HaGdolim, they had a victory, v'horgum, and they killed, v'oshi'u Yisrael miyodom, and they saved Kal Yisrael. Vekshikovu Yisrael, and when the Yidden when they held a victory, Aloivem ve'ibdum pechof ve'bekislev, it was on the 25th of Kislev, v'nichnus el'eichol, and they entered the Eichol, v'lo imal tzushem in toil, and they didn't find pure oil, b'mikdosh nebes mikdosh, elo, only pach echot, one little container of oil, sh'emunach b'chassam shel kohen gadol, which had a stamp of the kohen gadol. There was only sufficient oil for one night. And there was a great miracle. And that was sufficient to light 8 days. Okay, continues the Mishnah, etc., etc. And he tells us about that. Sif cotton base in Mishnah. Sif cotton gimel. Sorry, Hanoshim. Tafkanoshim. Only women have got the custom of not doing melachas. Can you see Mishnah Berurah? Gimel? Women. Women have got the custom of doing melachas. Why? Because they had a miracle. There are some select places. Men also have a minig of not doing melachas. What's your minig, gentlemen? Women? Yes, no. Men? Yes, no. You'll refrain from doing melachas as well. Not only women, but men as well. Here, that's what Mishnah says. There are some places that men refrain as well.
Women
only. Women only. Yeah, very good, yeah. Very good. Yeah. Now, the time behind it is that we will see that in Tziv Beis. Because there was the Yehudis, let's see what Mishnah is going to bring this. She killed. I just see where the Mishnah said it. He said it somewhere here, somewhere. Yehudis caused a great pardon. Which Mishnah was it? He killed the ruler, and she gave him lots of drink, milk to drink. He got tired and she killed him whilst asleep. And because this nace was through a woman, therefore women refrain from doing melachos during the half an hour. Because all this took place during Chanukah. Tziv Beis. Now Tziv Beis is what we discussed yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of questions, Mishnah. What do you feel are the questions of the Mishnah? Do you feel anything is a bit... Yes, absolutely. That's one question. Absolutely.
If the nace was Ayyidei Hanoshim, then why would some men not do melacha?
Very good. Good question. It's a good question. It's a really good question. What's the pshat? It's a really good question. Yes, you're referring to the other nace. So Rabbi Feingold suggests the pshat that there was also plenty of nisim with regards to the men, right? The victory of the war, and that was all men. So you could argue that they have caused an element in the nace, and therefore they should refrain. Again, but it's a minority because generally speaking, the minig is that women refrain, men not so much. So, Now, now that the Mishnah Berurah also points out that it's a mitzvah medivei sofrim. It's a mitzvah medivei sofrim. It's a rabbinical mitzvah to keep Hanukkah. Let's carry on Tziv Beis, and we're going to get more understanding shortly. Tziv Beis teaches us, and this is the question I referred to yesterday. Meals on Chanukah is not, there's no obligation to have meals on Chanukah. Ribui HaSeudas, the increased meals, Shema Bim Bohem, Mesudas HaRishos, it's permission, it's Mesudas HaRishos, it's not obligatory, it's voluntary. They were only established for days of they were not shaloi kovin. They were not established lemishta for drinking and simcha. So there is as opposed to Purim. Purim, where the goyim tried to, what did on Purim? What's the famous Bach? Purim, what did Haman try to do? Kill us. Physical extermination. He tried to physically kill us, so therefore our simcha has to be physical as well. That's why we've got a mitzvah sa'uda, which is physical, on Purim. However, on Chanukah, says the Bach, where the entire the enemies tried to, what did the enemies try to do in Hanukkah?
Spirit.
Well, they didn't want to kill us on Hanukkah and drag us into the Greek culture. They didn't try to kill us. On the contrary, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. The Bach does say that. So there was no point. The Greeks are never at no point they tried to kill us. They tried to kill our spirituality and destroy us, ruchnistik, but not in a physical way at all. Therefore, the simcha of Hanukkah has to consequently has to be a spiritual. There's no physical aspect to it, and therefore there's no mitzvah of mishnah and simcha on Hanukkah as opposed to Purim. That's what the Bach says, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch that there is this suda that you have is those shows. However, having said that, says the Rama, there is a little bit of an element of increasing a little bit to the suda mishum because Hanukkah. So for Hanukkah per se, for the Ness of Hanukkah, forget it. There's no need to do anything. But since those were days, were the days of Hanukkah. Hamizbeach, what's Chanukah's Hamizbeach?
Inauguration
of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So that was a great simcha as well. It happened to be those very same days. So therefore, because this was a great joyous occasion, in honor of that, we increased a little bit of food and physical aspect to Hanukkah, which we obviously, we fulfill according to all opinions, by eating, of course. Donuts or whatever, yeah. So that's the way. So there is gribuik zu de ktsas. Yeah. Now I want to look at Mishnah over here. The Mishnah in Sifkot Vav. In Sifkot Vav, shaloi kovu le mishtav esimcha. Hedol halal vedoitz. Niriyah tam, the reason seems to be. Taloi kovu kanet simcha kmoi bepurim. The reason why the simcha is different than on Purim. Ki bepurim ayo gzeiro lehashmid v'laragis agufois. On Purim, there was an idea of destroying us physically. Shu bitul mishtav esimcha. Veloi zanefoshes, but not the souls. As I'm skipping a few lines, Masha Enkem by Master Antiochus, as opposed to when he came to Hanukkah, lo gozu al harik v'lashem interact soris v'shmonski l'ham yedosam. It was all about l'ashkichom to erosecho v'laviru mechukri tzenecho. Therefore, our simcha is a spiritual simcha. Very good. Now, we've got to realize that the main halacha is the hesped v'tainus. So that's really the since there is, these are days of simcha, so there may not be a hesped and tainus. So a person may not fast on Hanukkah even if he wishes to do so. Now you asked what kind of melachas are included in this minik. So Rav Eliashiv says the following. Rav Ozan says the following halachas. Tefila, which is sewing, is included. However, cooking and baking will not be included in the minik. Washing dishes. He says that's not so. Short pashos, it's included in the issa. It's not one should refrain from doing so. Washing, putting the wash on, etc., is also included. So, how would we define those melachas? How would we?
The sort of tirchah that someone would want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to
cooking and baking are things that.
And
yeah, you want to just happy to do it. You know, you want to eat. So that's yeah. So I suppose that when we talk about cooking and baking being fine, as opposed to sewing and doing the washing and doing the this kind of thing, which is also
how strong is the minute to eat oily foods? Is that strong?
How strong is that?
Is the minute to eat oily foods? Is that just an Indian?
Yes,
it's not a proper.
No, you'll see what the Ramos says now. Let's have a look. V'noagin, the Ramos says now the following. V'noagin loyman, top of the page. V'noagin loyman, the custom is to say zmiros v'tishpochos, to say zmiros and tishpochos, to sing tunes and zmiras. Besudo shema b'mohem. We tend to say relevant songs in zmiras. V'oza v'sudas mitzvah. Then it's going to be sudas mitzvah. V'yesh oimrim. Some say sheyesh leichol gvino b'chanukah. Some have meaning to eat cheeses on Hanukkah. Why? Because the one of the nisim was achieved through milk. Because the Yehudis, as we just mentioned, fed the enemy milk. He fell asleep and she managed to kill him. And therefore the meaning is to have milky or cheesy foods. It doesn't talk anything about oil. Some people have cheese latkes and stuff like that. You have ever heard of that? Cheese latkes? Things like that, cheese blinches, etc. That it's probably more makor, not probably, it's clearly more source to do milky foods than oily foods. But then again, it's a minig as well. See, yeah, Suda. Yeah, but Suda has to, Suda is defined by having meat. Yeah.
Is that a Suda's mitzvah?
On Purim?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Siv Gimel, Ein Maspidin Bohem Elo Lechochem Befonov. Hesped, the Ramad, the Shulchan Aruch goes to stress and emphasize again this issue of being a Hesped. You don't make a Hesped. So that seems to be first and foremost, no Espedim on Chanukah. Do you remember that? I think that wasn't Steinman Lifter just before Chanukah? Just before Chanukah? Yeah, so it's a great sage, you is the exception. You may do a hesped for them, but that's only before of is in front of you. So out of town, internationally, you hear about a tzaddik being nifter, only before of the hesped. Pardon? Zoom. How is Zoom defined as before of or not before of? I don't know. I don't know. What would you say? I don't know. Is a we're learning now. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein maspidin bohem, you may not make a hesped, ela only lechochom, for a great sage, for great chochom, befonov in front of him.
We learned you couldn't bring a rebbe on Yom Tov by telephone or video conference.
Yeah.
So here too.
Yeah, but it's a slightly different aspect of it is that, is it called lechonov? Is it called in front of him? So there's a greater level of hesped if it's in front this is by the Levaya, the Chochem is here. Certain Espedi may be performed for a great Torah sage. This is if it's Befonov. If it's elsewhere, then you cannot make a Hesped. So if you hear about great, if you hear about Anlid being Nifta, which was, I think, just before Chanukah, then on Chanukah you wouldn't be able, you know, even if it's Bechochem, but it has to be Befonov elsewhere. Not. Question was about Zoom. So what would be the case? You know that? Right. Can you be Masbe? I don't know what the answer is. Good question. It's a really good, interesting question. What do you think about that? Can you hear, if you want to, you know, get inspiration in Chizuk and you want to hear good Hesped, which instantly sometimes are very powerful and very inspirational. So if you want to, during Chanukah, could you hear Hesped, you know, on a recorded matter? It's a good question. I don't know what the answer is. What do you think? On the one hand, you could argue it's a Hesped and should be also. On the other hand, you could argue that it doesn't have the same element of it doesn't have the same number 12. Let's hear, where is it? Number 12. Let's see. Ah, it does say, yeah, very good. Thank you, Rabbi Feingold, pointing out number 12 asks this question, quotes Rav Eliashiv, that it's not considered the hesped. It's not considered hesped, nevertheless, it does say that it's also. Because it's sad. And sad things should only be avoided on Chanukah. Okay, Rav Chaim is quoted. He's quoting over here, Reb Sol Salant. Yeah, that one shouldn't speak about sad things on Chanukah, and therefore it's also because of that, as opposed to it's not considered hesped in the literal sense. Interesting. Yeah, that's what he quotes over here, number 12, in the name of Rav Eliashiv. Seif Gimel continues. Ve'ein misanin, v'ein misanin yom shemeis be'ovem. Yahrzeit. Many people fast on the Yahrzeit. What happens if the Yahrzeit is on Chanukah? If a person's father, Chalila, was niftah on, he died on Chanukah, will you fast on his Yahrzeit? Ramah says, Ve'ein misanin bo'ovem, pardon? And you don't fast, yeah? You don't aim misanin yom shemeis be'ovem. You don't fast on the Yahrzeit if it's on Chanukah. V'tanis chaloim be'chanukah. What happens if a person on tanis chaloim? I always get a tremendous, I always find it so interesting. How many Shulchan Aruch in Ramah is about tanis chaloim? You know, people had bad dreams, and they just can't start the day after such a funny, after such a strong dream. They've got to fast. Talas cholem, it's gemaras that a person fasts when he has a strong and bad dream, which is frightened of. So if a person has got a talas, if he wants to fast on Chanukah, then it says that and in Tovkos Samichalov it's discussed, and I believe the halach is you can't. See, in Tzedekadin, Ayn Elbelech Rosh Chodesh, discussed over there, same halach is Rosh Chodesh. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. In Seif Kotten, Seif Kotten, Yud is about the story of Yehudis. Shechilo Yehudis. He, Hoysa Bitter Shal Yoichan Kohen Godel. Yehudis was the daughter of Yoichan Kohen Godel. And there was gzeira. There was a decree. She called arusa every engaged girl. That's the Gemara in beginning of Ksuvus, right? The first couple of daf in Ksuvus, maybe perhaps daf Gimel or daf Dalet. The Gemara speaks about there was that decree that the tafsa, there was a ruler, whoever an engaged girl, you know, before they get married, he has to see her first. So this was a terrible decree because all the engaged girls would, you know, was a serious problem. So when it was her turn, she gave him lots of cheese and milky drinks and foods that make him very, very, it's a leshikusa. He got, in a way, drunk from it. Dizzy, tired, not focused, and thereby she was able to chotro as roisha, she cut her head, and everybody was able to escape. So that's a great, great schos. She was literally able to save the day. And therefore, we and that's the reason why actually women have the minig of not doing melachas after when the lights are on.
Very good.
Asher ve'asher chalkoi.
When he normally, on a normal Tuesday, he would have meat, but he stopped because of the tshuva. Comes to Chanukah. So now we're saying, Ribu yasu this in the Sifrei. Ribu yasu this. To have more than you would normally have.
You shouldn't. But could he?
But what you would have had, which is chicken, don't be misaga for tshuva, although you've had a week of being misaga for tshuva.
So I would argue in such a case, he should have his meat. On Chanukah.
So that's what, maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah was saying.
There, you're explaining the Mishnah Berurah there.
Yeah. Well, you have an
it doesn't sound like from the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The word Mishnah Berurah says over there that there are certain days which is Chayv Be'achila.
It says, Shabbos Yom Tov, you're not allowed to. And Chanukah, you're not allowed to be Misag of Tshuva. That's what the line is.
What, say it again, the line. What's the whole line?
So you can't now say, I'm in a matzav of
money. You have to do this today's proper stuff. You have to do the
tshuva
for the week.
What?
You have to be pushing, you have to be
there. Is there a chiyuv lechol v'lishtos on Chanukah and Purim? On Chanukah? Is there?
That's what I meant. We thought that's what I meant.
You're saying now that, but the words seem to imply that there is an obligation to eat on Chanukah, and it doesn't. What we saw now, over the last half an hour, we didn't see any obligation to eat on Chanukah. I know you're not allowed to fast. We learned you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast. I hear that. If you really fancy fast, you're desperate to fast, for whatever the reason may be, on Chanukah, you've got to control yourself and you must eat.
You're misagging yourself by not eating meat. I normally would eat meat on Tuesday, but you're misagging yourself by not eating meat. That is an issa, because on Chanukah Purim, you're not allowed to do that. You can't be a vegetarian on Chanukah Purim if you normally would eat meat.
I hear. Okay, it's definitely something to think about. Very interesting. I hear that. Okay, gentlemen, we learned this evening, B'siat Tishmaya, the halachas of Chanukah. We learned on the 25th of Kislev, there's 8 days of Chanukah, in which there is a prohibition to, you're not allowed to do a hesped and a tainus. You may not fast on Chanukah, gentlemen. You are allowed to do melachas in principle. However, many women have got a custom of refraining from doing melachas whilst the candles are lit. This is a minik only. and the minhag is only for women. Some people increase a little bit on their meals, but really, in principle, there's no such obligation. We also learned that people do zmiras v'tishpachos during Chanukah. Many people have cheese and milky drinks and foods on Chanukah because of Yehudis. With regards to a hesper of a chacham, it's permitted befonov only. Tanas chaloim is and tanas yotzeit is to be refrained on Chanukah. And tomorrow we shall continue with Shemit Tzimtzum Tofresh Ein Aleph.